B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the corner. I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
And so it is. And so it must be. And so you're sitting on 77 heading to work this morning. You're uptown and you're stuck in traffic from...
Is there really a traffic back up?
Yes, from Tivola all the way up to about Remount.
Well, not really paving. Early.
Oh, they got to wrap that up. It's 6:02. It's morning drive time.
Let's go, people.
I mean,
time is money.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to do our weekends in 30 seconds and it kind of ties back into that. But I saw last night at 11 p.m. they were still setting up and I was like, oh, it's going to be a nightmare in the morning. You know, so they're paving the highway there. But, well, now you're ready to go on a Monday. We got $100 for you at 7 a.m. this morning with 5 seconds to cash. By now, you know how this game works. Yeah, anybody here want to tell us how that game works?
Yeah, we give you 5 seconds of a song, and you just have to tell us the name of the song. Not even the artist, just the name.
I think you're laughing, Loren.
Laugh at yourself, Loren. That's Loren's real laugh. This is her recorded laugh. God, I love that laugh. You have the best laugh, the heartiest laugh.
It's obnoxious. I'm sorry.
And this laugh right here is about someone, not something. This is about someone.
Yeah.
Like, she's laughing because something was said about someone, and she agrees. Anyway, how was your weekend in 30 seconds? I don't know. Who wants to go first? I mean, I guess I can go first.
Yeah, you go
first.
Ahead. You had a
you
big weekend.
Saturday, yeah, it was a big weekend. Saturday night, my wife and I went to Queen Park Social, our good friends over there, for a friend's 40th birthday party. And I got competitive on every single game we played, from Jenga to skee ball to foosball to ping pong. And the ping pong table was set up outside, and I dove into someone, and they laughed at me.
By the time you got to the end of the night, were people like, no, we don't want to play?
No, because the other idiots I was with were also competitive.
Okay.
But I woke up the next morning, I'm like, why are my legs hurt? I was like, oh, from that dive I took in the ping pong area. And then last night I went to see the 1975 at the Uptown Amphitheater. A concert. It was great.
I know. You didn't watch Game of Thrones, and I'm so upset with you.
Holy cow. That's another issue that we'll talk about here in a little bit. But, yeah, I was actually down here in South End looking for Roy and Nicole. We went to Barcelona.
Oh, how was Barcelona? I love it there. Yeah. It's great.
We sat at the bar.
Oh, okay.
And had a little some food and some cocktails, then went to see the 1975. And we were definitely, Amanda and I were the oldest by about 10 years. It was fun, though. It was good.
Good.
What about you guys?
I had a very family weekend. We went to the food trucks on Friday. I met a bunch of listeners, which was awesome. We did some housework on Saturday. The birthday party on Sunday. And when I tell you, it was a girl that I danced with son's third birthday.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I love seeing Dallas at, like, family birthday parties. Like, he's all in. He's got the ears on, you know, because it's, like, party animal is the theme. And he's blowing bubbles. And
that's
I'm like,
awesome.
How can I resist you right now?
Yeah.
but then we did some Facebook purging on Marketplace and watched Game of Thrones last night. That was it.
Yeah, how was it?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, don't spoil it. Just tell me, because I made it through 30 minutes, Roy, then I fell asleep.
I wish I was watching the series, because, like, every Sunday night, I'm up to, like, midnight anyway.
You might as well be into it.
I might as well be into it. But according to Sterling, he wasn't a big fan.
Okay.
I thought it was predictable, and I was hoping for a little bit more for a season's finale, or a series finale, but it was still really good.
Okay. Yep. What'd you do this weekend, bud? I didn't even hear from you.
Oh, I thought I texted the group. I was very busy this weekend. I met a lot of listeners. I went uptown and went south. And I got to be part of someone's first gay bar experience, which is always a lot of fun when
That's
you get
exciting.
To take a gay to a gay bar for the first time.
A gay person went to a gay bar for the first time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, which is very cool, you know. Outside that, I had a cute date with Sterling and at this new wine bar in South End, and we had a chill weekend.
Yeah, good. Nice. Everybody deserves it. Now, the real story from the weekend and the all-star of it all is producer Nicole. who we're going to talk about, but we need more time. So,
what happened to her?
20 minutes from now. Oh, she had to go see her grandma. And you know what happened when she goes to see grandma? She hides everything, y'all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Last night, I jumped into a Lyft, and guy had the wrong radio station on. And I said, his name was Brandon. I said, Brandon, I don't usually complain about the music. I said, but it's the wrong station, buddy. I said, 95.1, lock it in. So he did. He moved it and put it into the wrong spot.
He converted him.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. He's like, I've been here for so long, and this has always been my radio station. Then that radio station flipped formats, and I've just kept it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
It's funny, man. People take in, you know, this is our jobs. This is our livelihood. We're always thinking about the radio show, even when we're not here on the radio.
Oh, but it's such a back of mind thing for everyone
else. The audience could care less.
Yeah.
They really can. Like, are they making me laugh this morning? Do I like that song? Yeah. I mean, we get broken down. There's scientific studies and stuff. It's like, no. If you're number one and on the dial and they hit you and you like they like it, they're going to stay.
You know, and we can get these reports of like, oh, well, you know, people, this person tuned out right when you guys said this. Probably 90% of the time, like, yeah, I had to run into the gas station or, you know what I mean? But we're looking at going, we suck.
No.
We thought that was gold.
They got out of the car. I'll tell you what else we are. We're an alarm clock. How many people tell us they know they're running late if they're in the car and Can't Beat Loren is already on at 7:35? Or, hey, I know I'm late if War of the Roses is on and I'm still, you know, driving to work.
That's true.
Sarah said, she sent a message, said, hey, I just wanted to say I won tickets from you guys on Friday for the Checkers game. We had never been before and actually aren't big hockey fans. We took our 4-year-old and 1.5-year-old, and they absolutely loved it.
Oh, cool.
We all had the best time, smiled and laughed the entire night. Thank you so much. That's Sarah, who went to the Checkers game on Friday night. Now, they did lose on Friday. They won on Saturday, so the Checkers are 1-1, as we keep our eye on that.
Is this the playoffs?
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So right now, Roy, this series, if they beat this team, they go and play for the championship.
Great. Go sports.
Jana says, I cannot believe this. For weeks, I've been waiting for you guys to make it to Dunkin' down here in Rock Hill for a Fam Jam Friday so I could take the kids over and we could all come and get a picture. We freaking listen to you guys every single morning. But for some reason, this morning, whenever we got into the car and turned on the radio, we never heard once that you were in Rock Hill.
We said it every time that we were on the radio.
Again, people listen to radio differently.
Yeah, it's like halfway paying attention. No, and I got a lot of people upset that we didn't like go to their town. And I just keep telling everyone, if you wanted to meet us, we will be doing another tour at some point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're trying. Yeah, we're trying to get everywhere.
You just give us time.
Anyway, yes, thank you everyone that made the Fam Jam Friday so successful. Every Friday we went out. It was our goal to try and meet 10,000 people. And I'd say we probably are close to that. We lost count, but my gosh, the amount of people that came out to say hi.
We got to be close to it, because even when I'm out just in day-to-day and someone says, hey, I listen to the show, I'm like, hey, I don't mean to be weird, but I got to get a photo with you because we're trying to meet 10,000.
Yeah.
And so I've been like taking photos with a bunch of people.
That's a great idea.
You know, so we got to be close to it.
Yeah, and I was at the teeter the other day, and these two little girls were looking at Ruby. It was a daddy-daughter date to the teeter. And the mom was like, oh, she's so cute. Can you say hi? The girls were saying that. She said, what's her name? I said, Ruby. She goes, oh, Manny.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't realize.
It's like if you say Callie or you say Cash to someone, they're like, oh, Roy, Loren.
And I didn't realize how lit the teeter can be. Like, I didn't realize that, like, on weekend evenings, they have, like, bands.
Yeah, they have that down here in South Bend.
Yeah. It's like you're going out to, like, a club. Not club. It's not loud, but there's, like, wine and food and
stuff to do.
There's a band performing. I didn't realize it was that cool of an experience.
Yeah. Do they sing songs about the shopping experience?
Yeah, they're like, there's a mess and I'll eat. You know? Somebody knocked over the pickles.
Don't cry over spilled milk in aisle 7.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right.
No.
What?
Spoilers.
I
don't want to hear what they're doing after the show.
Okay.
Get this.
You're nice, because I'd have been like, screw you. You should have watched it.
Okay. Well.
You're right. Do it and I'll take my headphones out.
No. I'm not going to give any spoilers. Okay. We'll be under an embargo for the next 24 hours if you have a DVR. I just wanted to mention that this series finale was last night. I thought it was a little predictable personally, but there is a twist on who takes the throne.
And I think we knew that the whole time.
Well, I'm just, I know nobody's going to remember who I said, but.
Man, I started
off.
I
kind of called it.
After the concert last night, I got home. I'm like, I'm watching it. Next thing you know.
Yeah. See,
if I was them, I would have gone so left field with the finale. I'd have had like Harry Potter take the throne. Just really screw with everyone. They're like, what just
happened? Like Jim Parsons taking the throne.
Like the guy from the Big Bang just magically appeared and sat down.
How did he get here?
My show is canceled as well, so I figured I'll just take the Iron Throne.
All right.
Bazinga.
Yeah. How awesome would that be?
Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson are officially engaged.
I saw that.
Yeah. They've been dating for like almost 2 years now. So no wedding plans have been set just yet, but this is his first marriage and her third marriage. Ooh. So good luck to them. American Idol, if you don't want that spoiler, go ahead and turn down your radio because we are not embargoed there. Right. Last night was the finale on ABC, and Lane Hardy walked away with the honor of being the next American Idol.
He also goes on to be The Bachelor.
No, I don't think that's right. Although, I really thought Alejandro was going to win. Like, I watched the very beginning of it last night and watched the first set of performances, and I thought for sure he was going to win. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, they are great now. But they actually broke up before they got married.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No wonder why they got married quickly in Vegas.
She just spilled the beans about their relationship and says that they even broke up at one point before they got married. She says that Joe really saved her in the sense that he told her that she couldn't love him until she truly loved herself.
Wow.
That is your Dirty for Now.
That's heavy.
That's
a song lyric.
I know.
That'll be in their next song.
Yeah. All right. Hey, all right. Nicole, you've got to get in here. If everybody can do it. Nicole, what's your Instagram? And are your stories still up or did they go away?
I'll put them all back up.
All right, what's
your
Insta?
I'll put them under my highlights, but it's underscore Nicole Weaver.
Okay, underscore Nicole Weaver on Instagram. Go look at what Nicole had to do this weekend. You guys know that when she goes to visit Grandma on the coast, Grandma doesn't know she's got tats.
No, she's got to wear,
by
like,
coast, you mean Myrtle Beach.
Right, Myrtle. Dirty Myrtle.
Dirty Myrtle.
She has to put her hair down. She watches Fox News. I mean, it is the anti-Nicole.
It's the anti-Nicole.
Go check it out. And Nicole's going to join us in just a little bit to talk about the sneaky weekend she had to have.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Producer Nicole's in the studio.
Yes, the real me.
Fantastic weekend posts on Instagram, Nicole. Me and my wife rolling.
Yeah, so like backstory, I was raised like Southern Baptist. I also found my lifetime hunting and fishing license that my dad got for me the moment I was born. So I don't think I necessarily turned out
quite what they expected.
Yeah, but like, now disclaimer, like I am so lucky. I am so blessed. I have the most amazing mom and the most amazing dad and the most amazing ever. Like my whole family is amazing. So that's why, like, to me, this is funny and not like super serious to me. So my grandma, and she's in her 90s, you know, just like everyone's grandma, like in her, like she's got her own mindset, her own ways.
She sees the world certain way.
Now, me, I have probably more skin of tattoos than skin without tattoos. I have half of my head shaved off and I,
date women.
I participate in the homosexual lifestyle.
Yes.
Participate. Like,
so my grandma.
Dabble in. Well, you know, Nicole, you're a gay woman. It's okay.
So those three things, my grandma does not know.
Okay.
Now, she stopped asking me about boyfriends, which technically not lying when I say I don't have a boyfriend. But she has stopped asking me about that.
Because she probably knows at this point.
Sure. But so anytime I go there, which she lives in Myrtle Beach, you know, my mom will like send the reminder, like pack sweats. And
right. Your mom sends that reminder.
So well, if you look at Nicole on Instagram, underscore Nicole Weaver, I see you wearing camo, which you rocking camo is like a Nicole I've never seen before.
Yes. I arrived to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina in a camo long sleeve shirt. And black sweatpants with a hat over my head.
I mean, it's like, who are you?
Yeah, and it's like 90 degrees.
Yes. Yeah. And mind you, right now, I'm currently in a short sleeve Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
So I'm completely different.
I'm pretty sure Nicole walked in with a deer over her shoulder and be like, look, mama, got one on the way in. Yeah.
So what's even funnier is that Nicole's friend, Kylie, went.
Yeah.
That's Nicole's friend. And she has to behave herself, too. She can't say anything, right? She can't say, hey, show the tat or anything. She knows the drill, doesn't she?
She has to be following the code.
So anyways, so throughout the whole weekend, so woke up Saturday, Fox News was on.
Yes.
Now, you could know nothing about me, but you can probably tell by looking at me that I don't participate in Fox News viewing.
Right.
Right.
You also escaped for a brief time to go to the beach, I saw.
Yeah, Saturday we went to the beach for the day, and my mom, my aunt, everyone is wearing shorts and a tank top, and I walk downstairs in sweats and a long sleeve shirt. I say, bye, mama, like, see you in a little bit. Bye, honey, have a good time at the beach. I'm in long sleeves.
Yeah. I just imagine you, like, coming into your grandmother's house and her being like, oh, honey, are you cold? Let me turn the air up so that it's warmer. And you're, like, dying in your outfit.
I made a comment about the fan, like, joking to my mom, because it was, like, moving. It was swaying. So I was like, hey, are we safe under this fan? And my grandma goes, honey, are you chilly? Nope. You leave that fan on.
I'm sure the grandma appreciates it. She's like, more women need to dress like you. Back in my day of Little House on the Prairie.
So it was another successful trip.
It was another successful trip. She did not see any tattoos. But like I said, I am extremely blessed. I have a super supportive family. So if grandma doesn't want to, if my mom doesn't want my grandma to see my tattoos, I will gladly create an awesome Instagram story out of it.
And you know, grandma probably at the end of the day is probably just going to, you know, she's going to, like, when she passes away eventually, she's going to write a note to Nicole and be like, I knew all along, honey. Thanks for sweating, yeah. Myrtle.
Like,
thanks
jokes for on sweating, you. Myrtle.
Yeah, she's it's all one big
joke's
prank.
On you. Thanks for wearing long pants to the beach, honey.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Oh, man. We find out grandma actually hated Fox News. She's just doing it to mess with Nicole.
Yeah. That's funny. Thank you, Nicole. My wife and I were dying laughing at your Insta all weekend long.
I'm glad. Well, I was dying sweating.
We got a War of the Roses for you. Darren wants to see if his girlfriend Elise is cheating on him. And it was actually the dog that tipped him off, he thinks. You'll hear that War of the Roses coming up around 6:52 this morning.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Darren, you sent us a Facebook message. Said that you need to check up on your girlfriend Elise over a dog?
Yeah. A dog.
You think your girlfriend's right. cheating on you with a dog? That's interesting. Well, you know, they are cute.
No, not exactly. So, like, she had this dog for a little bit now, like 5 or so months. She's been out of town, and I was out walking the dog. And then this, you know, it's safe to say a good-looking dude, like, comes up and is like, oh, hey, Roscoe. Then I was just like, you know Roscoe? And he's like, oh, yeah, of course I know. Roscoe, how casual it was a little weird.
Well, hold on a second. Roy, you live in an apartment building.
Yeah.
I mean, people are friendly and know dogs.
I think I know people's dogs more than I know them.
Yeah, people would know Callie.
Yeah.
I think we're going to need more than that, Darren.
Yeah, so I was taking the dog out, and he kind of got away from me, and the dog went to this dude's apartment, and it just wasn't coincidence. Like, he was sniffing, like, he knows this apartment, he's been in this apartment. It just really... sitting, looking at the door, waiting to go into the apartment. Like, this was, he's been there before.
You think she's taking really her dog weird. Over to this neighbor's apartment and cheating on you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
100%.
Huh. I mean, maybe they're just friends. Like, why would you, I don't know.
But wouldn't he know that her friends?
Well, yeah, that's true.
I feel like she would have said something.
Yeah. I mean, Callie has, like, a path, man. Like, she kind of knows where we're going, since she knows right where my apartment is. And...
Well, okay, so hang on. Have you guys been out of town together, maybe? Or, like, a time where you couldn't watch the dog for her, and maybe he's watched the dog for her before?
No, not at all, because she hasn't had the dog that long. It's only been a few months, and we haven't been away together while she's had this dog.
All right, let's dial her up. Do you know the guy's name at all?
I think it's Chris.
Okay. if she sends it to Chris. If it's not you, we'll find out who it is, okay? Yeah. But don't say anything until we find out what she puts on the card. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Elise.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Elise. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is to let you know that we just started a brand new romantic division of our company where we're giving away free dinner dates for two people to share. And I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest.
Oh, and somebody tagged me on Instagram.
Yeah, we're doing a little giveaway. So would you be interested in sharing this romantic dinner date with someone?
Was it Lily? Was it Lily the one who tagged me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really nice. I'm kind of busy right now, so can I just give you the information real quick so I can get back to work?
Yeah, sure. I just need the name of the person you want to share it with, and then if you want us to let them know something, we'll deliver a little message when we call them to let them know that you're sharing it.
Cute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cute. Okay. Okay. If you could send it to a guy named Chris, just tell him the note can say something like, to my stud, two doors down. This is kind of cheesy, but this is like an inside joke of ours. But you could you also write, you rock my world.
Okay. So.
Hey, Elise.
Hello?
It's Darren.
Your boyfriend.
What's up?
He's at the flower shop. What?
No, this is not the flower shop. This is a radio segment called War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters. You're on the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
What the heck is this?
You ever heard of the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show? Kiss 95.1?
No.
That's good. Well, we are in the business of busting cheaters when someone thinks they're being cheated on. And we need to know what's going on with you and Chris.
Yeah, I mean, this looks a lot worse than it is, honestly.
Really?
I feel really bad.
It looks pretty bad.
It looks really bad. I know that. I know that. And I feel really bad. Darren, I really, if you could pick up my phone when I call you in a second, because I'll explain everything. I think,
right.
Like, once I explain everything, you'll be able, like, I'm so confused now.
Why not explain it now?
Well, I think this is just a misunderstanding. If you could just listen to what I have to say, I think there's still, like, hope for us.
And we think that Roscoe, your dog, doesn't lie.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, Chris knew Roscoe when I was letting him out when you were out of town recently, and Roscoe went and was, like, sitting at his door and sniffing around, and clearly Roscoe has been over at Chris's. I think I'm done.
I don't know. I'm really sorry. But you okay? Fine. I guess you caught me, but now I'd like to explain myself in private, so I'm going to...
So you are admitting to cheating. You are admitting to cheating.
I'm not admitting to... I plead the fifth. And Roscoe might have to go back to the adoption agency.
Oh, come on.
Oh, what?
Wow.
All right. Darren, are you going to take her call off the air, or are you done?
No, I'm done.
I'm about to rescue Roscoe.
I'll take Roscoe because he's a true dude.
Okay.
He'll look out for people.
Elise, it sounds like you got a lot of soul searching to do.
Yeah, okay, cool. Congratulations. Thanks, guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, we're the Mani, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Guaranteed to not spoil your Game of Thrones finale last night.
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, because I only made it through 30 minutes before I crashed out after a concert. But
right.
My brother's a realtor, Roy, and he was on Saturday taking around a family. And I said, oh, are you close to selling a home? He says, they are torn between two places. And he said, and now we're going for the interviews. And I said, the interview's with who? Like, you're going to I can see, like, you want to talk to the homeowners.
I know exactly where this is going.
The sellers, and right. say, hey, you know, any issues or whatever. No, they are they're very, like, suburbia, and they're going to interview the neighbors in the neighborhood before they move in to see if they're a good fit. Absolutely. They have 3 kids, all under the age of 8, and they want to know about the neighborhood. Will there be issues? The car speed up and down the street?
Wow.
How do the neighbors get along? Is it clicky? Like, all these things my brother was telling
me. That's not a bad idea.
So I said, what do they do? Do they get a megaphone? They're like, I ask you all to come outside. Yeah, come outside.
Let me tell you something. Selling our house, this is a real thing. Like, you know how when you walk into to look at a home, there is sometimes like a book on the counter that gives you like the rundown on the house that says like, hey, we have, you know, French doors under the house, or this is the property line or whatever. We made sure to include in that our neighbors have quarterly parties, and it is a very active community, because I'm sure that helps.
Yeah, I mean, it's socializing with your neighbors. You like that. We went and looked at one house before we bought out in Waxhaw, and the house, the guy had a whole history of it. He's like, hi, welcome to the Johnson's house. That we've had a lot of fun here, Christmases, Thanksgiving. Like, even like one time grandma fell out of her chair right there in the dining room, and we all had a laugh. Now our kids are graduated. One's in UNCC, one's at UNC. Anyway, it was like kind of like,
You had a storyboard.
Yeah.
Put on the head. Loren, that's what you got to do. You got to, when you walk in, like a tour, like when you go to Elvis's Graceland, you put the headset on. You got to do that.
Explain to you, like, what happens in each room.
No, welcome.
This is our dining room.
And this is the hallway where the infamous painting hangs. Back in 2015, Loren bought an expensive painting.
Look to your left.
And her husband was really upset about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, thirsty, help yourself in the refrigerator. Just kidding. But you soon could be.
If you buy this house today.
There
if you
want
to head upstairs, I've got 13 steps. My husband wanted 14. I wanted 13. Anyway, I thought that was super interesting, Roy, that they were interviewing the neighbors. Now, I didn't get a follow-up from my brother on how the interviews went, but he said they're just going to go knock on the doors. Like, they're going to park their car in the neighborhood.
Just randomly knock on a door and ask them questions.
I said, what's their perimeter? He's like, they're going to probably try and do 4 or 5 houses on a Saturday. And Saturday morning is the best time to go, because that's when most people are home.
Well, if you think about it, like, if you are hiring, you know, a nanny or something like that, you do interviews with their references, and maybe that's a reference to the neighborhood.
Oh, no. Somebody's at the door. Don't answer.
I know.
That would be me. I'm like, there's a salesman at the door. Don't answer it.
Meanwhile, my brother's probably trying to get the sale. He's just going, will you answer the door, for the love of God?
Just wearing out the bell.
Well, Kevin runs around, Brent throws a window and opens the door. Hey!
Your brother, should he, like, schedule a meeting with the neighbors? Like,
I don't know. You know, he's leaving it up to them.
That's weird.
So you never heard of that, huh?
No, they didn't bring that up in real estate school Superior at all.
I wish we had more time here, because I thought it would be fun to do a segment like, my neighbors are so weird, because you move into a neighborhood. But we'll do that later, because what we need to do now is transition to something that happened that is really, really big.
Yeah. So I don't want to. So we are being stopped. The government is trying to stop our show from doing something that you love. And we want to get our producer Nicole in the studio. She has all the information from the government.
The government actually legitimately emailed us from Washington, D.C.
And called.
Yes.
And called. We weren't on that call, but yes.
Yeah, I went to our big boss.
It was serious.
But we got to tell you why the government is shutting down a popular segment with the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. It's coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we want to bring our executive producer, Nicole, in, because some new things have kind of developed with the radio show, some actual serious things. If you guys listen at this time, typically on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7:20 and 8:20, I do a popular segment called The Senseless Survey. And Nicole, what's going on?
So a lot of the things that we do aren't serious, but when we get an email from .gov, straight from D.C., it gets a little serious. So we got an email. Actually, the email went to our boss, and then our boss looped us into it. And you want me to just read the email?
Yeah, I didn't read the email. I just knew that the government had sent us something. Okay. So I'll be hearing it for the first time.
Do we want to say what is it about?
It's about stopping the senseless survey.
Okay, tell us why. What does the government say?
All right. I'm gonna read it to you.
Okay.
Senseless census.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with me yesterday. This is to our boss. I wanted to follow up with an email and reiterate the importance of the U.S. Census Bureau's mission to conduct an accurate count in the 2020 census and the data we collect in our surveys. Each year, the federal government distributes more than $675 billion to states based off the census survey.
Back up. How much?
$675 billion.
Roy, you're messing with a $675 billion industry.
Wow. and evidently, I'm blowing it all up to pieces.
So, okay. This is where the senseless comes in. The senseless survey impedes our mission when it raises questions about the legitimacy of our census, employees/surveys, and it causes confusion to the public.
Shut your mouth.
I can't get over the fact they use the terminology that impedes their mission.
So that means that more than one person, when a senseless agent or a census agent showed up to their house or showed up to talk, more than one person must have said, I'm not doing this because Roy's going to screw with me.
Yo, that is crazy.
And then they get put bullet points as to like specific. And I love the first bullet point. They act like we didn't know that senseless was a play on words. They go, during certain times during your bit, it sounds like your on-air talent says census instead of senseless.
That's the whole point. It's senseless. It sounds like senseless. Ugh.
So then they said, we would appreciate it if 95.1 KISS FM found a different angle to entertain their audience.
Oh, my God. We don't have any.
I thought it's pretty clear that, you know, by the way, to give you guys in on a little behind the scenes, when I call these people and do the senseless survey, you typically hear them hang up. But what you don't hear is me always calling them back to explain, because it's illegal. Radio shows can't just put people on the radio without people giving consent. That doesn't happen. You have to get approval. And so I called them back. I explained it was a comedy bit. And they said, you know, it's all fun and games. Typically, another person in our radio audience members elects or gives us the information. So I'll say, hey, listen, your friend Cameron gave me your phone number. Mm-hmm. You know, yada, yada, yada. That goes on. I don't put that on the radio because it's boring. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right, so we only want to hear the questions and the answers.
Yeah, exactly. So I edit all that out. And so I guess what the government's hearing is me screwing with these people. And then, of course, the other side of that, if they say that we're impeding their mission, then they must be having some pushback when they're going door to door.
Absolutely. That is what stands out for me 100%, that our audience has decided that they are not going to participate in the Census Bureau because they're afraid that it's going to come back and land on Roy's lap.
People.
And just so you guys know, this isn't like a local government office. This came directly from the public affairs director with the Census Bureau in Washington, D.C., like, this is the top people to say, hey, stop it.
So yesterday we posted on our Insta, you know, that we were going to be talking about at 720 this morning. We said, you know, what's your guess? A lot of people said war, maybe Confession Wednesday because the government's afraid of, you know, maybe a secret confession.
Yeah. We've been on the table for war before, too.
We did hear a confession 2 years ago, Nicole, I think even before you got here, where somebody was in charge of the coast for the government. They were supposed to keep an eye on the coast for like any ships or any enemies that were coming in. They fell asleep. Remember, they fell asleep at their post for like 8 hours. We were unguarded. But Myra said, it's got to be the census survey because people don't have a sense of humor anymore, especially the cop that Roy called.
Yeah, about what, 2 weeks ago, I called a cop.
By accident. See, when the person reached out to you to call this person, they didn't tell you that.
No, they did not tell me that I was calling a police officer.
So then when you have the conversation afterwards, sorry, Lauren, when you have the conversation afterwards, like you just said, to the officer.
He left. He thought it was funny. Okay. He approved.
So you don't think he's the one who blew the whistle on it?
Everyone who you ever hear on Senseless Survey, I can assure you, they said it all ends up in fun and games. They go, okay, yeah, I'll get back. I can't wait to talk to whoever. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and air it. It's fine.
But that's not even the issue. That's not even what the government cares about.
I think what the government cares about is that they're calling these people illegitimate, trying to perform a census, and they think it's me.
Oh, Roy, stop.
Yeah.
I know it's you.
And so we'll try to post some of this email online.
Read that impeding line again real quick. That's awesome.
It says,
one of our segments is screwing with the government. A $678 billion funded
The senseless survey impedes our mission when it raises questions about the legitimacy of our census employees/surveys and causes confusion with the public.
Come on, guys. Like, we just need a sense of humor.
Just fill out your census forms, y'all. Just let Roy Senseless be funny. And if someone asks you, and it's not Roy, just fill out your census forms. Yeah. It's important for 2020.
And by the way, I try to make my questions so offensive and so over the top that you know it's not the government. Like one time, and also,
but that's not the issue. It's the audience who's listening to this, who's not even involved in the senseless, who's laughing, thinking that you're going to get them because even our open says, don't answer your phone.
Right.
It could be the senseless bureau calling.
I guess we're going to cut that out. So so while we try to figure out how legally we can
dance around this.
How we can legally perform this popular segment, we're going to be taking it off the air and hopefully we'll soon be able to figure out how what rules I can and cannot say so I don't impede the mission of the Census Bureau.
I was telling my friend Sherry, who runs the great Dr. Marco's chiropractic office, a friend of mine, and she's like, that's my favorite segment.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
And I'm going to retire it just for a little bit. The attorneys are working. We're going to work something out.
Just until we dangle the keys over here and and they look that way so we can bring it back.
You should go see what Woody Wilcox are doing.
Yeah.
They do this hilarious bit called the No Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard.
People are texting in. They said that cop definitely did it.
You think so? He was so good at me on the phone afterwards. And typically people do hang up angry, but I always get them back on the phone, and it's fine.
Oh, this sucks. It's my favorite segment. Here's an area code 704 that says, Roy, way to go. You should be proud of yourself
for impeding the mission of the government.
Holy cow. All right, we'll keep you guys updated on the very latest. And like Nicole said, she's posting that up at the MRL show now where you can go have a look at it. But yeah, just fill out your census forms, please, everyone. Let's play Can't Beat Loren.
704-570-9595.
Wait, can we play that?
Are we,
is the government okay?
I think we're allowed to play Can't Beat Loren.
Okay. Isn't impeding in some mission for something? Listen, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take Loren down.
By the way, that wasn't the first time that Roy had an issue with the government. He also bought Joe Biden's website, and they forced him to sell it.
Oh, my gosh. We don't even have time to get into
that.
But
that happened
with the government.
Too.
Joe Biden sent me, not him personally, but Joe Biden's people sent me the scariest email of my life.
That's so funny.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Christina, welcome to the Meanie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren this Monday.
Can't wait. I think I can do it.
Okay. First time live?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's see how you do.
Throw her out of the studio so that we can play, Christina.
Hey.
Okay,
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio.
I don't think her phone is great.
Yeah, I don't think she can hear us well.
Christina.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Listen up. Your phone was breaking up a little bit. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are celebrating their one-year wedding anniversary over the weekend. They just recently had a child. Did they have a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
And Kim Kardashian and her husband announced the name of their fourth baby, baby Sam. Who is Kim Kardashian's baby daddy?
Kanye West.
Oprah donated $500,000 to a New Jersey school to help keep the lights on. What's the name of her self-titled TV network? We'll take the name of it or the three letters.
Oh, I don't think I know that one. I'll just go with Oprah.
Okay. Ariana Grande spent her weekend visiting NASA while listening to her song, NASA. What SNL star is her ex-fiancé?
Pete Davidson.
And speaking of SNL, Scarlett Johansson announced that she got engaged this weekend to what SNL cast member?
Oh, I don't know that.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Christina got three correct.
Okay.
All right, question one. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are celebrating their one-year wedding anniversary. They just recently had a child. Do they have a boy or a girl?
A boy.
A lass or a lad?
A boy, that's correct. 1-1.
And Kim K and her husband announced the name of their fourth baby, baby Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Kim Kardashian's baby daddy?
Kanye West.
2-2.
Oprah donated $500,000 to a New Jersey school to help keep the lights on. What's the name of her self-titled television network?
OWN.
Right. OWN or Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Christina just said Oprah 3-2.
Mm. Yeah, I think Oprah wanted to just have it be Oprah, but they told her that they needed to add a couple things to it. Ariana Grande spent her weekend visiting NASA while listening to the song NASA. What SNL star is her ex-fiancé?
Pete Davidson.
That's right. 4-3.
And speaking of SNL, Lorraine, Scarlett Johansson announced over the weekend that she's engaged to what SNL cast member?
Colin Jost.
It's not Joyce. Jokes. No, it's incorrect.
Oh, it's okay. Well, that,
it's Jost. It's incorrect.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah, there you
go. I always say his name, yes, unless I'm looking at it.
Final score 4-3. Lorraine, you got 14 wins.
All right.
Christina.
Man, I really thought I could do it, but I guess I can't beat Lorraine.
It's a little different when you play it live.
It is. Well, and I swear sometimes I play, I'm like, I know all of those. And then other times I'm like, no, I don't know it.
Yeah, I know. All right, Christina, thanks for playing today.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good day.
You too. All right.
There goes Christina. Up next, Unfriended. We love this. Government's not trying to shut this one down, we don't think.
Well, they give it a couple months, and then the government will try to shut it down like the senseless survey. But it's Unfriended. Jason says that his cousin unfriended.
So we're going to confront the cousin live on the air. Nicole's already on the phone with her. She has no idea why she's coming on. We'll find out in under 10 minutes why she unfriended him.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lots of people are commenting on the big announcement that we just made here about 20 minutes ago on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Do you want to remind everyone what that was?
Yeah. So evidently it's been brought to the government's attention that I'm impeding their mission to conduct the census. And therefore, the Senseless Bureau, which is a popular segment at 720 and 820 Mondays and Wednesdays, is just on hold while we legally figure out how to continue.
I love the words impeding their mission.
That's their words. That's what. And by the way, this is not some local office. This is directly from public affairs in Washington, D.C., informing us to stop it. We're impeding the mission.
Someone says the Census Bureau is being a petty Betty. Someone says, oh my gosh, it's not that serious.
Right?
It's really not.
Impedes on our mission. I laughed at every time you use that phrase. Get over it, .gov.
Get over it, .gov. Don't get your panties in a twist. It's okay.
Let's see. Cry me a damn river. I might as well have my teeth wired shut. I probably offend about at least a dozen people daily. Well, says one person.
I've offended the government. So,
if you want to see the actual email, we posted it up. We probably won't leave it up all day. You know, it is the federal government. We'll give them a break. But someone says, you know, I think the police guy, Roy, did have something to do with it.
I mean, maybe on the phone, he seemed, when I called him back to get approval to air the segment, he seemed it was in good fun.
I think it's in area code 704 says, I think it was the officials in Hickory that turned Roy in. They're upset because he implied on the radio that they weren't keeping their potholes fixed.
I think I told him the potholders. I was like, do you want to pass legislation that would get Hickory to crack down on their potholders?
So a first-time texter to 704 says, I think it's legitimate that they heard the radio bit. Someone locally here works for the Census Bureau reported it back
maybe.
D.C.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and then but that tell I love the fact that there's some really big officials in D.C. who sat in an office and had to hear our stupid segment.
Hey, you got to hear this thing.
And how do they not laugh?
They had to have laughed.
I hope they heard a really good one.
I hope you have a personality if you heard that.
Ms. Johnson, here is the audio you requested from Charlotte, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show, the Census Bureau. Yes, play it, please. Okay, here we go. Hi. Do you think trees grow down instead of up?
They better have laughed like that.
Oh, man.
Do you think veterinarians shouldn't eat animal crackers?
That's good stuff. Yeah. Those are good questions. I think one of my questions one time was like, we're trying to cut back on the budget. Pick a state to cut funding to. That's probably as political I ever got. Yeah. And even that's stupid.
Okay.
You know.
Well, we're waiting to hear from Jason. We have Ashley on hold. She doesn't know why she's sitting on hold. She can't hear us right now. But Jason is going to confront Ashley and ask why she unfriended him. They're cousins, no less. So it's kind of family lines. We'll get to that coming up just after 7 on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. Hopefully, if it doesn't get pulled by the government.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We do this thing called Unfriended. If you've been unfriended on social media and you want to find out why, we're helping you find out why. And Ashley is on the phone. Ashley, you are wondering why your cousin Jason unfriended you.
Yeah, well, first of all, hey, guys, good morning. Hope you're having a good day. I'm the first to admit that I'm slightly addicted to social media. Don't think that's a crime. But I notice when someone unfriends me, because normally Jason, like, interacts with my posts more and, like, responds to things or, like, posts funny memes in the comments or something. And lately he hasn't been showing up, so I went and checked and noticed that we're not even friends anymore.
Okay. You know, we've done a couple of these, and we have to go through the normal questions of, like, do you post politics? Is there, I mean, are you guys having a family beef?
You have 1,000 pictures of your dog or your baby.
I mean, think of anything annoying. Do you do it?
No, I try to space stuff out, and I mean, like...
Are you arguing with people?
I wouldn't say arguing. I would say when a case needs to be stated, I'm... definitely okay to do so.
Okay.
You know what I'm finding, though? And listen, Ashley, I mean no disrespect by this. We kind of ask you about some of the annoying things, and you're like, I don't really.
Yeah, maybe you in your head are toning it down a little bit, but other people think that you're going overboard.
You know what? Let's call
them. Well, I don't know. I always get, like, plenty of comments and likes and things like that, so okay. Obviously... A lot of people.
I just don't want you to be shocked if you find out that you're more annoying than what you think you are. All right,
who is this again? Who is it?
Oh, my cousin.
Okay, Jason. All right, Nicole currently is on the phone with Jason. Let me make sure Nicole is okay to patch him through.
Yep, we're getting the thumbs up. Okay, Jason, thank you so much for coming on the radio live. We really appreciate it.
Hi. Yeah. How are you guys?
Good. It's good. It's Manny, Roy, and Lorenz here.
And I want to make sure you understand, first off, that you are live, and number two, you didn't win anything. So I know that.
I don't want
you to think that something great's about to happen.
Should I be worried?
No, it's not terrible. Your cousin Ashley is on the phone, and she wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
So listen, I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. What's the deal with unfriending me on Facebook?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, this is a segment called Unfriended with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show, and we just try to be the mediators, kind of help people navigate on that awkward thing when you discover that someone unfriended you. What did Ashley do?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Roy's right. This is not an attack on you. You're not wrong. She just wants to know why. Maybe you can help her.
And it's a safe place to be honest.
I mean, you could have just called me or texted me.
Nah, this is way more fun.
Your way to do it. Are you sure you want to have this discussion on, like, public radio?
Yeah, Jason, listen, I'm a big girl. I know I'm always going to be, you know, little Ashley to you, but little, I can handle it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's just, so you'll post some really serious stuff sometimes. You know, like, there was the time that, that dude died in your neighborhood. Like, he passed away under mysterious circumstances. You remember that?
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal.
And then you posted this huge rant about how someone needs to get locked away forever and blah, blah, blah. And it got a lot of people riled up, and they all responded. I mean, you saw that. There were a lot of comments, right?
Well, yeah, like, don't you agree that if someone dies, like, their murderer should be caught?
You argued with every single person. You responded to every person really passionately, which that's fine if you're passionate about something. But then an hour later, you posted a picture of a dog farting. So what's the deal? If you're passionate about something, be passionate. But if you're just using social media to be stupid, and be stupid, but it undermines your whole argument when within the hour you're just posting stupid memes and things.
He's got a point, Ashley. Yeah. I know people like this. Do you guys know people like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You have to be careful of your timing. If you post something like, you know, animal abuse is awful. We get it. But give yourself a day before you post something that's crazy and wacky and funny, because we don't know your feeling.
Well, I mean, to be honest, guys, I've never really thought of it that way because, listen, we're all humans. We can all experience the entire spectrum of emotions. Sure. And just because I'm upset about one thing doesn't mean that I can't turn around and laugh at something else, you know?
No, it's true. But you understand from Jason's standpoint, he's like, I don't know how to read you. Like, do I call you today? Or do I not call you today? Because if I read your post about how you were upset about a murder in your neighborhood,
he probably wants to console you and be there for you, and then you post some wacky dog thing, and then he's like, okay, so maybe she's really not that upset.
What's the signal you're sending us?
Now, again, we're just mediators. We're trying to help you understand everyone's perspective. Mm-hmm. We're not saying one way or the other. We're trying to, I don't know, help you digest what he's saying.
Well, I mean, I do appreciate it, guys. I still don't 110% see his whole point. I mean, you know, Facebook has this little snooze feature where you can, like, just snooze people for a couple of days instead of completely unfriending them. But, you know, he had to do what he felt he had to do, and I can't really begrudge him that.
So let's talk about what happens next. You know the problem. Are you going to try to be more aware and work on it? Maybe you guys can friend request each other again, and we can be best friends? Best friend cousins, or
Jason? How about we start with drinks on me tonight and go from there?
I would do that. That'd be great.
I mean, you guys are family after all.
Yeah. But they don't have to be friends on Facebook either. By the way, Jason, there's this great feature on Facebook where you can just hide people's posts instead of unfriending them.
Yeah, but
that would have saved me a lot of grief this morning.
Yeah, you wouldn't be on the radio right now. All right. Well, listen, you two go have some drinks and hopefully, you know, this is fixed.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jason, for coming on. Ashley, thanks for getting in touch with us for Unfriended.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Breaking news now from the MRL Show studios. Here with the latest, Roy Brown.
That's so dramatic. So we broke this about an hour ago, exactly an hour ago, earlier on the show this morning. But the government is stopping a popular segment that you hear at this time. Typically, we'd be performing the U.S. Census Bureau. However, it's been brought to our attention by the people in D.C. We are impeding the mission of the census.
Those words are awesome.
And that is their terminology, impeding the mission of the census. And, you know, it's a $675 billion funded operation.
Yeah, evidently. Who knew that?
And we're impeding that $675 billion operation.
Shame on you.
And they have stopped the U.S. Census Bureau. And we're trying to explain to them that everybody who comes onto the show approves it. Radio shows can't just air unapproved, unauthorized calls.
But from what we can gather with the emails and the conversations that have been had between Charlotte and D.C. is it's less about who we call and more about y'all. The MRL Show family, the audience that listens and tunes in every morning, which we love and thank you. But apparently when a Census Bureau person shows up at your house, you don't play along because you think it's Roy.
You think it's all a big comedy shtick.
I love, too, that they're like, it sounds like he's saying census when he says senseless. And we're like, yes, that's the point.
That's the whole point, but I am saying senseless.
Yes, it's the Census Bureau. Yeah. Roy?
No.
Roy, stop playing around, Roy.
Sir, I just want to know your demographics.
That's not a funny question. Where's your funny question?
Sir, I just need to know how many people are in your household.
Don't you want to know how many left shoes I have?
Oh, that's so funny. We're impeding the mission of getting a count in 2020.
Yeah, and they really evidently 2020 is really important to them. Yeah,
so major mark on 2019, friend.
People in the Piedmont, if you get a knock on the door or a phone call or however they get in touch with you now, the Census Bureau.
Please, just do whatever they say.
Fill it out so that we can continue with our mission.
With our nonsense.
Yes, our mission is to make you laugh. The Census mission is to count.
If we have any updates from the United States government, we'll pass them on to you. But you typically hear the Census Bureau, the Census Bureau at this time.
You're not helping your cause, bro.
You're really not.
And for now, it's dark until an update happens. All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Jennifer Lopez's fiance, Alex Rodriguez, got caught with his pants down. Literally.
All right. It happens.
Okay. Well, A-Rod is trying to sue and find out who took the photo of him while using the bathroom. He was sitting on the commode and a photo was taken from an adjacent building. Oh. Now, yeah. So it is likely a hedge fund business that operates next door, but they cannot locate who actually took the photo at this time. He's not happy, though. Arnold Schwarzenegger, did you guys see this?
Oh, my God. Yes.
He was on a trip in South Africa over the weekend, and everything's okay. He wasn't hurt, but somebody, while he was taking a Snapchat, ran up and drop kicked him in the back.
It didn't even knock him over. The guy had a running start that kicked Arnold from behind, and Arnold just like, it wasn't even really phased. He was just kind of like, pfft.
Yeah, he's literally made of steel still. I'm like, well, how old is he, 90?
Yeah, so the guy was dragged away by security. Arnold ended up sitting back at his table before being ushered away by his own security detail.
Arnold, what did you say to the guy that prompted his drop kicking?
You son of a...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That might do it, Arnold.
It might. Maybe Matthew McConaughey was a little too dazed and confused in high school to pick up his actual diploma. But don't worry, he has it now. He finally took home his certificate of graduation from Longview High School in Texas on Friday.
We know someone who went to that high school.
We do. He was there to address a class of 2019, and he finally got his actual diploma because it's the school's policy to give the actual diploma holder on stage but not give the diploma, and then students have to pick up their diploma later on. He graduated in 1988 and just got it today.
Wow. Cool move.
This year.
Yeah, we talked to someone who went to prom with him and said he was not a great prom date.
Yeah. Well, Matthew McConaughey is hot, and I'm pretty sure he knows it. So he's probably more into himself than anyone else.
Yeah, that's right, Lorena. I'll pick up my diploma when I want to.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I'm busy looking in the mirror. Driving my Mercury.
Uh-huh.
Playing pool.
Great. All right.
You know what they should do? They need to get him do like an Uber or a Lyft inside of a Lincoln. How awesome would that be?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Him driving somebody around, doing all that like weird talking crap.
Is that what's going on in the world?
That is.
All right,
what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So on my quest to finish my new house, I have been looking for a dining room table, but I need something that is not too big and not obviously too
small. You need something
small
that matches the price of what you need to put in your house, your bougie house.
Yep, it's the Chalet Lorraine. Chalet Marola.
Okay.
Don't mind those people. That's just the violinist playing as you walk in.
Those are so stupid.
Cash is upstairs so they can play a little louder.
Upstairs, by the way, on the fourth floor.
Listen!
Dallas!
You have to use the intercom.
Oh! It's one of those!
We do not have an intercom, by the
that
way.
That would be very 80s.
That would be awesome.
That is very 80s.
I love this. This music just sounds...
Lorraine's house.
Like, you've definitely been to a party before where this music is played. There's definitely been an orchestra. Right?
And it wasn't even like a big occasion. It was a casual dinner. No. And this is going on in the background.
Yeah. All right, what is Lorraine like? This is your new music, by the way.
I can get through it now.
All right, so what are you trying to put in that big, fancy house for?
It's not. It's really not. Anyway, I found... it's called the Transformer Table. Mm-hmm. And it's a table that you can use as like a catch-all table, and it shrinks down to 18 inches. And when you need to have a dinner party, you can extend this thing to 118 inches and have like 10 people at your table.
See, that's good. We had a...
118 inches.
This is going to sound bougie, but it's not. But we did have somebody make a custom, like, picnic table, a farm table.
For your house?
For our dining room.
Meanwhile, I'm in a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, no. Is that bougie for me?
Yes.
It wasn't that expensive, though.
It is bougie.
You can't... You the guy that...
You have custom-made furniture, sir. That's not bougie at all.
Wow.
Guess what? I also have a rug that sits underneath this table.
Is it a Persian rug?
No.
Do you have to make the rug specially for your long table?
I was going to say my table's not long enough, but it doesn't matter. Who cares?
It's all right. By the way, your table won't even fit in my one-bedroom apartment. It'd stick out the window.
Whatever. You live in South End with a beautiful view. Your rent is more than my mortgage. No.
By the way, the transformer table also comes with a bench that shrinks and pulls out, too. So if you want that information, we'll have it up for you at kiss951.com.
All right. A little over an hour ago, I told Roy and Lorraine that my brother, who is a realtor up in Chicago, had a really strange request from potential buyers. They want to interview people. We'll tell you who it is. And then we got to talk about My Neighbors Are So Weird coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So my brother is a realtor in Chicago. And I asked Roy, who just finished realtor class, for his little side hustle. By the way, anybody thinks that Roy's leaving us to go to do realty?
Lord, no. It's his passion project.
My family's been in real estate for years. And it's just now it's my turn, I guess.
So it's a simple question, you guys. You could play along, fill in the blank. And while you're doing that, I'll tell you what's going on with my brother and why his clients were doing something I've never heard of. But my neighbors are so weird, they blank. 704-570-9595. We'll have a little fun this morning. My neighbors are so weird, they blank. So my brother's clients are torn between two homes in suburban Chicago, and they're trying to decide on one neighborhood or the other. So on Saturday morning, I talked to my brother. I said, what are you doing? And he said, I am taking my clients to the two neighborhoods so that they can conduct interviews. And I said, interviews with the people who are selling the home? Because that could be a thing.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
But usually that you don't ever really see the sellers or the buyers until the end, right, Roy?
Usually your agent does all that.
Right. Yeah. He goes, no, they want to talk to the neighbors in the neighborhood and interview them make sure that they're the right fit for the neighborhood. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's awesome. I wish somebody would knock on my door because I would have so much. I'd be like, well, there's nuclear active waste under here. And those neighbors over there play loud music and have clothes on.
Don't you see, if somebody sells their house in your neighborhood, it's in your best interest because hopefully it helps your property value go up.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
Sure.
So why would you try to sabotage that? Unless you meet someone, you're like, these people are weird.
But neighbors gossip, man.
Yeah.
Your neighbors talk about other neighbors.
So my brother was just like, they're going Saturday morning because that's when most of the homeowners are home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 9:30. He said they're going to go knock on like four doors in each neighborhood and try and decide which one's the right one for them. They were supposed to make a decision. And I texted him on Saturday. He said no decision had been made yet, so I don't know. But I was wondering if they knock on the door and they talk to somebody like maybe someone in your neighborhood, it would be a good thing to interview. Maybe you wish you interviewed them before you moved in. You know?
Yeah.
It sounds crazy, but it's also very...
Oh, this neighborhood's great, but old man Joe in the corner, man, you can't even step foot in front of his house without him saying something.
Yeah.
Make sure he's going to walk on his property.
And legally, Roy, can't you not say certain things? Like, can't you not
real
talk about, like,
can't say
school
things.
Districts and things like that?
Yeah. You
demographics in the neighborhood?
There's some things that you can't say as a real estate agent, but neighbors can say whatever the heck they want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. I want you guys to fill in the blank. My neighbors are so weird, and you could call in anonymously, by the way.
I kind of wish I did this when I got my house in Virginia years ago, because the house that ended up getting had a pool in the backyard. And one day I went back there and saw that the neighbor was in the backyard swimming.
Ah.
And I was like, what's going on here? And they're like, the previous guy said I could use it whenever.
Like, well, he doesn't own it anymore.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, that rule doesn't exist anymore.
You
so,
kick him out?
Yeah, of course I did.
We're getting some text messages as well. My neighbors are so weird. They shoot mortar shells off at random times in our neighborhood, and it sounds like military games.
See, that's something you need to know before you move in.
That is true.
Oh, I can imagine someone from the city just like not used to hearing, you know, stuff out in the country.
Attack!
You know? Yeah. And then I'm calling the police.
Someone said my neighbors are so weird that their college age kids nude sunbathe on the roof.
Oh, my gosh. My mom and dad's neighbor mows his lawn at night.
Oh,
how weird is that?
Okay, hold on a second, because Dallas and my other neighbor do too.
You guys do? That's so weird.
It's too hot during the day.
But they put a miner's hat on?
Yeah, I got there with he had one of those fancy mowers, and he somehow tripped it up with big old spotlights on it, and he's mowing in the dark.
Let me tell you something, because when our neighbors were doing it at first, I would light it because that was like Cash's bedtime, and now that Cash is going to bed a little later, I'm like, yeah, Dallas, you can do it too.
That's funny.
Let's bring in Crystal and Shelby. Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
Tell us about your neighbors.
Yeah, not too
close. No. Oh, no.
Your phone is not great.
Always guaranteed a good story from this guy, though. The newly married Josh from Lancaster. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, man. So tell us what happened with your neighbors.
All right. So when we first moved in our house that we're in now, the neighbors that we had, they moved off because they got tired of me. But
of course.
They would start moving furniture with the lights on and the windows open and everything else. And I'd go peck on the window. I'm like, hey, look, you can't be doing this. And finally, the guy caught me outside the next day, and he's like, why do you feel the need to peck on my window when we're trying to do something? I said, why do you feel the need to do it with the windows open? I mean, you're in front of everybody. Everybody can see it. He's like, well, I'll call the law. I said, yeah, and that's also consider PDA when you're doing that stuff with the windows open. 2 weeks later, he moved and left.
Oh,
that's funny.
Wow.
Can you imagine my brother, like, bringing these clients and Josh is the neighbor? Like, so what are we? Hi, how you doing?
Josh, Josh has the scoop on the neighborhood.
Josh and Vicky, nice to meet you. Hey, Bo, a year at some of the WWE biggest pay-per-views, you're going to hear lots of yelling and screaming. Also, we have a ring in our backyard.
Including for last night with Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
All right. So, thanks, bud.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
See you, bud.
By
the way, I love the terminology. I'll call the law.
I'll call the law.
Because now I'll call the police. My dad does the same thing. It's such a Southern thing.
Yeah.
I'll call the law. Don't tempt me. I'll call them.
Call the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you live in a town with two police officers if you're calling the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
My, let's see. My old neighbor would, I just missed it. Did you see that?
My old neighbor
would do some type of karate moves in his underwear on the balcony.
Uh-huh.
That's Tai Chi, they call that.
Mm-hmm. You have to be in your underwear to do it?
Yeah. Well, you just woke up.
Oh.
You know.
My neighbors are so weird that they just stand in the yard and stare at my house. Then when we leave, their kid chases us up the driveway.
Wouldn't it be a better idea?
Like Moe's in The Office.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be a better idea, though, if they could somehow arrange a meeting between the homeowners and ask about the neighbors? Like, why would... You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't the people leaving give you all the scoop? I mean, I guess they lie because they want you to buy the house.
That's probably it.
You really just don't like someone. 716 just texted in and basically said that somebody kidnaps their dog. My neighbors let my dog into their house, feed him sandwiches, and then ask for sleepovers all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. Hey, we want to hear from you guys. So get to us. What? Fill in the blank. It's simple. My neighbors are so weird, they...
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We want to hear about your neighbor at 704-570-9595.
My neighbor is so weird, the question.
Let's talk with James and Stanley.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, buddy, we're doing really well. Why is your neighbor so weird?
Oh, man, when y'all started this segment up, I started dying laughing because I thought immediately of my neighbor that goes outside, puts up a foldable table, puts different tablecloths over it, and takes pictures of their two cats in outfits.
Oh, my gosh.
In outfits? Dresses the cats up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all kinds of things. Clowns, all kinds of different costumes.
How often?
We're talking every other weekend, I believe.
Wow. Are you friendly with these neighbors?
Yeah, they're kind of cool, but... Oh, after some of that, I'm just like, after seeing some of these outfits, I'm starting to question these.
You got to keep up with the cat's Instagram,
James.
Man.
Let me ask you guys something. My neighbor does that. Do I say something to them or not?
About dressing up cats?
Yeah, what do you think I would do?
I don't know. I dress up my dog, so I don't have much to say.
I used to dress up Woofer.
you know dang well I'd be like, what is wrong with you people? You do not dress your cats up.
Cats are different.
Yeah.
Different. You don't do that to cats. This is, unless you put a cute thing around the head to make them look like a lion. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
That's really cool when they do that. This is Lisa in Hickory. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, we're doing really well. Tell us about that weird neighbor.
Okay, so I used to, when I was little, I used to live in an HOA neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And there's my neighbors, and they were very, very, very obsessed with their house, and they dressed really nice. And at the other end of the street, we had these kids that would always come egg their house, because these people were the kind where they would run at you if you were stepping on their grass. Mm. And one day, the kids were egging their house, and this guy comes running out his front door, and he's wearing, like, full-blown latex, and he has like the whip and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now they're talking 50 Shades.
I was about 9-10 years old, so I didn't know what it was, and then as I grew older, I kind of realized what it was.
Wait, how did your parents explain that?
Oh, they're just trying on their Halloween costumes.
Oh yeah, that's what they said to me.
Oh man.
Well, you live by them too, Loren?
It was us. What are you talking about? We were the neighbors.
Be careful. Don't start any rumors, Loren.
I know.
Last time there was a swinging rumor.
Yeah, I know.
All because it was probably a joke we made.
By the way, of course, we did get a text about that, about how my neighbors are so weird because they swing. That was one of them.
All right. This is Cindy. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
So you had to call the law on your neighbors?
No, they called the law on me.
What'd you do?
They, nothing. I just have three kids, and my kids were just playing, you know, like kids play. I have a 4-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 15-year-old, and we were just watching TV, and while the kids were playing, I get a knock on the door, and it's the sheriff's department, and said that they had a well call for my apartment. Granted, we're on the third floor, you know, obviously we have neighbors below us, and this is not the first time that we had, I guess, not altercations, but had been saying something about the noise. And the cop basically just laughs. He's like, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, of course you're going to have kids. They're going to make noises. They're going to move. And, you know, but it was so scary and freaky because the cop literally thought someone was getting murdered or killed.
Yeah, because you're probably watching some movie that has gunshots and screams. And
we're getting some texts to the studio line. My neighbor is so strange. They get down on their hands and their knees, crawl around the front yard picking out weeds.
Oh.
And listen to this one. This is actually really funny. My neighbor waters her flowers 7 days a week. They're always pretty and bright. One day I asked her what her secret is, and she showed me that they were fake. She did this for years.
No way.
Well, that's pretty good if no one caught on.
Yep.
Holy cow. All right. Keep them coming. 704-570-9595. My neighbor's so weird. We'll get into that. Plus, we have an MRL show text chain. And on Saturday night, Roy was texting us, or maybe, I forget, was it Friday or Saturday, that you were listening to our sister station?
Yeah.
And they do something really funny?
They're at a club.
But it's live on the radio.
Right.
There is something funny about that. So here's what we're going to do. We need you to text us your name and where you live to 704-570-9595. And we're going to do a reenactment of Friday nights on the club, live on the radio.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS
95.1. So there's this another radio station that's in the family, the Beasley family. And I was listening to them, and they broadcast their radio station live at the club. But the music that you hear on the radio is also the music you hear in the club, which I thought was fascinating.
That is kind of cool, and we've done that before on KISS, but what, Roy, you were explaining is that the DJ in the club is saying club-specific things that don't mean anything to somebody who's not in the club.
Like right. What? Like, what are they saying?
Like, at one point I heard, we got, let's try. I want to say, at one point it was somebody about at the bar. All right, we got Ricky. Ricky over there by the bar. Thank you, man. You got to make sure you tip Ricky. He's going to take good care of you tonight. And we're going to have a great old time here. And it's club music, you know? And you're like, who's Ricky? And is he the bartender?
What up, the starless? Celebrating her birthday.
Yay!
You look good, girl. Let me see what you're wearing.
And you hear, like, the crowd going, wow.
Now I want to know what she's wearing.
You know? And, like, nothing makes sense to me as I'm driving down the road.
I like this. So what we're going to do is we want you guys to text us your names at 704-570-9595. Loren, then me, you, and Roy will be in the club,
okay,
and we'll just shout out your name so you can hear your name on the radio. We got a couple already, don't we?
Yes. We do, yeah.
All right, we got Nesta on the dance floor tonight. Everybody, what's up, man? Ernesto!
Emily from Matthews celebrating a divorce tonight. Yeah. Hey, girl, I see you over there.
Yeah, look at them shoes.
Shots. Chesley in Charlotte, she's out at the club tonight.
Oh, man. Oh, man, we got Emily hanging out with us in Matthews, having a good time. And they're all freaking out on the radio, you know, and you hear the crowd going up. It sounded cool, but there was, like, specific times. And he's like, and coming up at 1 a.m., we got this. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, there was something.
Just stuff in the club.
Right.
Yeah.
$1 shots at 1 a.m.
Yeah. And, like, you're listening in the car, and I guess it's kind of cool because you're vibing that you're there when you're not. You know, great for people in the that are, like, at home. You know what I mean? Stuck at home or something, babysitting. Yeah. All right, we got one announcement to make. Nathan in Rock Hill, you dropped your ID. Nathan in Rock Hill, I got your ID. Come to the DJ booth.
Also, if you own a green Ford Explorer, you left your lights on, the tag is KBY773.
We're live in the club, y'all. Come on, let's yell at some more names that are texting in, Lorraine.
Elizabeth, don't worry, we found out that was your car.
Liz in Charlotte. What's up, girl?
Oh, yeah, Corey hanging out in Kannapolis. That's called alliteration, y'all.
Yeah, we call her KK, Corey from Kannapolis. Liz in Charlotte, what's up? Elizabeth, Dennis McCoy from Kings Mountain's in the house, y'all.
Oh, man.
Brandon from Mooresville. We see you over there at the bar.
We got our boots and bikinis night. Make sure you show up. Girls get in free.
We're changing music, too, by the way. DJ Sammy is on the ones and twos. Broadcasting live on Kiss 95.1. Becky from Rock Hill. What's up, girl?
Hey, by the way, like in the background, you hear the crowd. Yeah. All into it. You know, it's like a whole club scene. And then, oh, get this move. At one point, I was listening, and I heard this move. Hey, can someone grab me a drink? Oh. I'm getting a little thirsty. I need a drink over here next to the DJ. Thank you so much.
Hey, Chris from Monroe, your wife is at the front door.
Oh.
Somebody texted that in.
That's funny. I like this move, too. When you're at the club, and you're on the microphone, and you're like, what's up? Oh, yeah, we'll get that on for you. That's right. Requests all night long. Heather and Rock Hill. I love that the music is changing. I'll do this all night.
That was so fascinating.
Yeah, I love it. Well, hey, listen. It works. I'm going to have to listen to that.
It is, man. It's cool.
One last name to shout out, Lorraine. One last name to shout out. Give it to us.
All right, Megan from Indian Trail. Shots are on us.
Hey, Nicole, I like this segment. It's going to be our Monday morning shout-out from the club.
Yeah.
Write that down on the list of ideas, all right?
Keep the weekend going.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for bringing that to our attention, Roy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.